Good morning. We're starting Chayodim Chalchav Hey. So it deals with the halachas of interruptions during tefillah. Siman Aleph. Also, the hafzik betefillah should chas bedibur. A person cannot interrupt the middle of Shon Esrei with speech. Imam Yishum Chashash Sekhanos Lavoshes. The only scenario which we would allow a person to speak during Shemoneh Esrei is for Sekhanos Lavoshes. The Mishnah points out, and the Chayyarim will point out at the end of the Siman, but to save a person from a loss of money, it's not permitted. It's only permitted for Chashat, simply a danger to one's life. Now the Chayyarim says, what about if you have another option that you will not need to interrupt a speech? In this scenario, which I just told you that it's mutter to interrupt to save one's life, if a person can save his life by abbreviating the brachas, so this way he will finish Shemoneh Esrei before the danger takes effect. So if he davens a full Shemoneh Esrei without saying all the words, he will be forced to interrupt him in the Shemoneh Esrei. When the danger arrives, he'll still be davening. If he shortens each bracha by saying a shortened version, like we saw in the last klal in Siman Lamed Aleph, klal chadal in Siman Lamed Aleph, if he does that instead, from this point onwards, so he's going to say the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei in the regular form, and he said the brachas before in the full version, and now he's going to say, well, from this point onwards, he realizes this. When he gets to, let's say, for example, to Kaaba Shofar, that in a few minutes there's going to be a danger here. If he realizes if he says the full version of Shemoneh Esrei, he's going to have to speak to stop the danger. And if he abridges each bracha, he will be able to finish before the danger. So even though he said all the brachas in the full version up till the end of Birchas Hashanah, from the Kabbalah Shefer onwards, he will abbreviate the brachas. And again, we saw before that does not apply to the last three brachas. So, Ayyadishikatsu called bracha bracha, Kigan Shirma Slachlan, Ovino, Kimachel, Basalech, Otto, Bracha, To Hashem, Machain Kulam. So, he should do so. Furthermore, Oyim Efsha Shivrach Misham. If I'm given a choice between I can walk away and I'm going to interrupt Shemoneh Esrei through walking, or I can interrupt with speech by speaking, but if I don't walk away, it's better to say the abbreviated version, or alternatively to walk away, and we're going to allow you to step away in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and that the Chayyarim said is better than staying where you are and being forced to speak. So the interruption of speech is a more significant interruption than the interruption of walking. And we spoke about this before. We have scenarios which we're going to allow you to walk, but you're not allowed to speak, except for, obviously, succumbs to pushes. Now, so he's given us three options. We have a person can abbreviate the brachas, a person can walk away and say the full Shemoneh Esrei, a person can stay where he is and say the full Shemoneh Esrei and interrupt. So that's very clear that is the, of the three options, that's the least preferred. Interrupting with speech is the least preferred. So he said it's better that a person should either walk away, or a person should abbreviate the brachas. What about between those two options? I have a choice. I can either walk away and say the full version of Shemoneh Esrei, or I can stay where I am and say the shortened version of Shemoneh Esrei. So which one is better? Should I be Mekatzer or should I be Bereach? So Mishnah Berurah brings from the Eliyahu Rabba that the Eliyahu Rabba says it's better that a person should be Mekatzer rather than walking. So I have a choice between walking and the Shemoneh Esrei, which is considered a hefsek. It's a lesser level of hefsek than deeper, but it's considered a hefsek. So walking during Shemoneh Esrei is something you can't do. So it's better to say the abridged version of the Shemoneh Esrei rather than to walk. The Mishmur brings that the Prima Gadim is not sure, but he brings that the Ayin Rabba has that hakra between the 2 points. Now, our Mishum Hefsim Moment is also, like we mentioned at the beginning, but to interrupt, to save money, to prevent a loss of money, that's also to do. And it's a Chiddush, it doesn't say any shear over here. You know, normally for a mitzvah say, a person is mechuyav to give up to one fifth of his property. For a loss of say, a person has to give up everything that he has. Now we're dealing with tefillah, which is a mitzvah say. There's no loss of say in conjunction with tefillah. So we should have argued that the sheer hefsek should be totally in achaymish. So that's what the Chayyadim says, that that's not true. We do not give a sheer. The question is why. The Chafa Chaim explains, because once you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and you're standing in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, it will be an insult to Hashem to interrupt because of money. So even though normally mitzvahs do not come with this level of asay, do not come with this level of chumrah, but to actively insult the Kaddish Baruch Hu, as it were, by stepping away for money purposes, is also to do. Have a good day.